Well, Liam, I suppose everybody in Tyrone and have their fingers crossed that this game goes ahead tonight. But looking ahead to it, another tough test.
No, without a doubt. I mean, you know, really, when you look at Division One in general, Tom, probably it's very, very tough, and it's a great place for teams to be in. And you look at Tyrone's next three matches, even it's like a mini Ulster Championship. You have Monaghan, you have Cavan, and you have Donegal, and you know, any year you beat them three teams, you probably win the Ulster Championship, especially Donegal and Monaghan. Like, so, very, very tough league, but it's great football. It's great. That's what they want, and that's what every team needs.
Yeah. Sitting on 3 points, only two games played.
Yeah, they probably would be happy with the start that everyone expected to beat Roscommon. They got the draw, like Donegal out of Dublin, and you know, probably should have won it. You know, to be honest, you know, if anything, all right, a point was a great result before you started, but at the end of the game, you'd have been disappointed that they didn't take the two, because they had lots and lots of chances in the first half, and then you know they had a few great chances after they got the goal to put them 6-7 points up, you know, and they really should have been nailing them, but you know, they'd be very happy with the start they got.
Yeah, and I know the team selection is fairly consistent. Probably Mickey has an idea of maybe the first 12 anyway.
Well, he's like most. Managers at this stage, club and county both, you know, you have an idea of 12, that sort of range of players, yeah, but you know, it's the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 boys that in the modern game really tip the game for you. You know, the 5, 6 subs that you use are equally as important as the first, you know, the first 12, like, so it is, it's getting that balance right, and yeah, they're shaping well defensively, midfield wise, you know, up till the scoring zone, they have been going very well.
And forwards have been racking up reasonably good scores as well.
They have been getting some good scores, yeah, but you know, it's probably, they're creating the chances, that's the big positive about it, you know, against Dublin, like, you know, it's 7-8 wides in the first half, a couple under the goalie's hands, you know, but the chances were created against, you know, a solid Dublin defence. You know, Dublin had probably 4 of their 6 best defenders out, maybe 5, so it was pleasing from that end, but again, it's like, you don't put it over the bar. They don't appear in the Irish News on Monday morning.
Yeah, and I know the team that's named is the same as the team that was named for last week's game, which was postponed. Do you expect that to be the team, or have you any inside information?
I have absolutely no inside. You know the story about here, Tom. You know as much as I know, and that's nothing.
Yeah.
But
How is Matty?
Matty's fine. Now he's fine. Back has been in this past couple of weeks, like, so. I don't know, you know, Mickey, most like all managers, teams be tweaked from their name to the starting 15, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few changes, maybe one or two, but maybe not, you know, it could go as selected. Like, in fairness, that is the basis of the team that played against Dublin and played very well, so it probably feels no need to change something.
Yeah, and of course the modern game dictates that you need 2 or 3 or maybe 4 to take from the bench anyway.
Oh, without a doubt. Like, I mean, every team's doing it now. They're bringing in 3, 4, 5. You know, a black card thrown. Like, you have to use the 6 subs, maybe. You know, so definitely it's all about the bench. And you know, I think really Tyrone have a strong. You know, if you're going from 1 to 30, I would say Tyrone are as strong as anybody in Ireland.
Yeah.
And you know, the bench is getting stronger, and the bench they're making more of an impact. You know, you expect the McGeary's and these lads and Frank Burns and them boys to make a bigger impact this year, you know, and coming from the bench. So
yeah. And you're going to have a busy schedule of games really now, once you get tonight's game up and running.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, as I was saying earlier, it's like a mini Ulster Championship. You're at home to Monaghan, you're at home to Cavan, and then away to Donegal. So I tell you, there's not much breathing space in there, and there won't be much breathing space out in the pitch. So, no, it's a great schedule of matches, like, so.
Monaghan, something of a surprise package. They're top of the table. Aside those, had to win their last game last year to survive.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's it. Like, but you know, funny, I'd in talking to different ones, I had thought that the condition of the Monaghan team this year is a lot better. You know, they normally don't take the league that serious, or the McKenna Cup that serious for that matter, but you know, the fact that they took Kieran Hughes and them boys and they said, no, you're playing the McKenna Cup this year, whereas before he'd played at the colleges and whatnot, and you know, Kieran Hughes looks in really good shape this year, so I think Monaghan are better prepared. You know, I'm not saying better prepared, but they're they're more advanced in their preparation for the Ulster Championship than they were at any other stage in this last couple of years. So they're going to be a formidable force this year.
Having had no game last weekend, will Tyrone be a little bit fresher?
Well, as I said, they could be fresher or they could be rustier. You know, it depends on the result. If they win it, everybody will say they come in fresh, and if you lose it, oh, they missed out in the match last week, Mullen were that wee bit sharper, you know, so it's really a catch-22. If they play to their potential, yes, they can win it, and if they can take more of the chances that they're creating, yes, they should be able to win it, but as typical Ulster match, Mullen and Tyrone, derby match, a point or two either way, you know.